No walls. When Mickey Campbell led the first contractor through the old bank building 2 years ago, even before he plucked the flat pencil from his back pocket and drew with it in the dust-speckled air to show her where he planned to start framing up first, she told him firmly that she didn't want walls in her restaurant.
"But people like walls," he told her. "People need walls, especially when they're eating."
Then he shot her a smile that was nearly all gums.
"Trust me, you're going to want walls."
But Mickey didn't trust him, and she didn't hire him. Instead, she found a ponytailed preservation contractor who loved her vision of turning an old bank into an upscale restaurant, and who was as excited as she was to keep the historic fabric in place. A contractor who, with the exception of the bathrooms, didn't erect a single new wall. But tonight, trying to stay out of sight in the restaurant's office on the second floor mezzanine, Mickey would give her right arm for just one wall. The review from the Sun sits in the middle of her desk. She's picked it up a dozen times in the last 2 hours, scanned every glowing word to memory, and still she can't believe it's real. A restaurant owner could go her whole career and never earn a review half this good. Before opening Piquant, Mickey was a head chef for 4 years. She knows this is true. She also knows that she should be downstairs, celebrating her success with the rest of her hardworking staff, winding her way through the collection of 2 and 4 tops, stopping to make sure her guests are enjoying their meals, checking the pass and the bar for what's selling, all the things she does every night at Piquant. Instead, she's up here alone and about to jump out of her skin, nursing a flat Diet Coke in her bare feet, her red leather pumps cast off into the corner, while below her the restaurant roars with life. It's a soundtrack she knows well. The cheerful hustle of her beloved servers expertly zigzagging through the sea of tables like synchronized swimmers. The clatter of plates picked up and set down. The clink of ice and the thump of popped corks as Lucas and his barbacks cruise the gleaming counter where bank customers used to fill out their deposit slips. And of course, just beyond the old vault door, the restaurant's beating heart, Wes's kitchen, her boyfriend's commanding voice rising above the din of the hiss and sizzle of garlic in a hot pan, the even chop of a blade mincing herbs, the chime of finished plates landing in the pass. Coming up the ranks, from runner to prep to sous, Mickey had worked for chefs who treated their kitchens like libraries, hushing anyone who dared to raise their voice. She endured the tombs of their cooking temples and vowed that when she finally had her own restaurant, she would insist on noise. Lots of it. Her naivete infuriates her now. That she really believed ensuring a lively kitchen would be all it took to keep a restaurant in the black.